I figure maybe we can start a bit early because these things tend to run over. So, and again, I'll be starting with some introduction, which is not the interesting part here. This is a crowded room. This is much a big difference from what it used to be. So happy to see all the RISC-V interested folks here. I guess I should do the slides here. So welcome. I'll do a really extremely brief introduction of what RISC-V is. So it's an open specification ISA. And it includes both the ISA, which is the instruction set, and non-ISA. What's that? Oh, the mic. That's the hard part. I don't know. How do you do that? Maybe here somewhere. What if I speak closer? Is this better? Okay, I couldn't figure out how to raise the volume, so I'll just raise my own volume. Okay, so RISC-V, it's an open specification, and it includes both the ISA and the non-ISA, for example, IUMMU. So it's a bunch of specs, and that's it. So what's nice about that? Well, you know, companies come and go, whereas ISAs tend to stay. So for example, you know, there's this big blue company, which is sort of struggling, that has been the giant for years. So we'll see where that goes. So that's the first part. And also, it's free. You can do whatever you want with it. Like, you want to build an ASIC, you want to use it for an FPGA, whatever. You just want to try it out for fun. It's free, you run with it, and you do whatever what you want. Like, no one can dictate what you should do with your stuff, which is nice. And, you know, there are ISAs out there which are, you know, more complete and done. But, you know, there's sort of, they might behave in a way that you don't want or like. And finally, the last point, and that's it with my presentation, is that we're not done yet. So I'm happy to see all these people and getting all this input, because the ISA is still growing and it's, you know, changing. So we need all of your input to make it the best ISA out there and the most easy to use. And with that, some practicalities. So this is the dev room. We'll be here for the full day, which is amazing. Usually we just have half a day. All the talks are 35 minutes back to back, with 5 minutes of, you know, setup time and whatnot. That means that the speakers can themselves figure out, like, how much time they want to spend on questions, for example. Maybe they don't want to get any questions at all. Then that's fine. You'll get the 35-minute slot. Yeah. The second bullet, that's just for me, so I know where I should go. So 13:09, this is here. And also, if you want to have a look at the schedule, which hopefully we don't need to update anymore, that's the link to that. So before we jump into it, any questions, any thoughts, any? Also, maybe I should introduce my, or actually you can introduce yourself. So Frederick will be running the mic.
Yeah, hello everyone. So I'm Frederick Devien. I'm with the Eclipse Foundation, and also, well, what was Open Hardware Group as now is Open Hardware Foundation, so open source RISC-V cores that are verified, certified, everything. Anyway, so my pleasure to be here, and I'm subbing here. Many of you know him probably for Flow Warhab. He's busy celebrating Chinese New Year in Taiwan, so I'm replacing him today. Nice to meet you all.